Good morning. It's 7:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather after these news headlines. Circuit Judge Marvin Wiggins is threatening to sue Governor Robert Bentley for removing him as a trustee of Alabama State University. Wiggins sent an email to the governor saying the removal violates his due process rights and is in violation of the standards of the university's accrediting agency. A spokeswoman for the governor says he's reviewing the letter. Bentley removed Wiggins as a trustee on Friday after he refused the governor's request to resign. Bentley said Wiggins had failed in his duties as a trustee. He cited Wiggins' wife making about $30,000 for operating a summer camp hosted by Alabama State. An advocacy group for the poor in Alabama is teaming with a national healthcare group to highlight the benefits of expanding Medicaid. Alabama Arise and the National Families USA say a large number of people that would be helped are working adults that fall into the so-called Medicaid gap. These people don't make enough for federal subsidies, and they're considered too rich for Medicaid. Irby Ferguson is manager of the Access to Care program at St. Vincent's Health System in Birmingham. He says he sees firsthand what happens to those people.
I think there's an idea sometimes, too, that often goes unchallenged. And I hear this idea that somehow the poor are, to some extent, well, they're moochers, that somehow they've done something wrong to land where they're at. And I can tell you that simply is not true. Many of these folks are actually hardworking people, and they are deserving of help.
The new report says 26,000 construction workers would benefit from expanded Medicaid. Another 25,000 people in sales jobs would as well. Governor Robert Bentley says expansion of Medicaid could be costly in the long run, and he opposes it. Montgomery County has a deal in mind for drivers facing jail time due to unpaid parking tickets. The county is declaring tomorrow a traffic ticket amnesty day. Drivers can pay half of their outstanding traffic fines. In return, the county will cancel that driver's arrest warrant. The remaining half of the fines has to be paid off within 6 weeks. Tiffany McCord is Montgomery County Circuit Court Clerk. She says it's a good way to avoid a messy arrest record.
Normally, we don't offer any sort of payment arrangement. This way, you don't have to be arrested. You don't have to go before the judge. We are just saying, if you will come in and make these arrangements and follow these arrangements, we'll take all that away and you'll be able to resolve your tickets easily.
If you'd like more details on the traffic ticket payback program, just contact the Montgomery County Clerk's Office. And now for the day's weather, we go to WVUA's Richard Scott.
Good Thursday morning to you. Temperatures getting mild this afternoon. Highs back in the mid-80s, a partly sunny sky. There's going to be a few scattered storms today, but the risk of rain is only 30%. Overnight tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. Look for mostly cloudy sky for Friday and Saturday. Partly sunny. A few scattered storms are possible both days. Not a total washout, but have the umbrella handy Friday, Saturday, and on Sunday. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.